This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Wings in action tonight. And mixed reviews here on the start of the season. I'm not exactly pumped at this point. I'm not really in a hockey place either, I have to admit. I think that the Tigers' deep run kind of took away from my Red Wing preseason buildup. You know what I mean? I know you make time for them.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It seems like it's early. I mean, it's I just got done with baseball.
I know, right?
And baseball's still going on, but the Tigers are obviously done.
Yep.
But now is the time you start to get into that. And I mean, it is October 17th here, so
yep.
Slow start, 1-2. I don't know. It is and it isn't a slow start. I'm looking forward to the game tonight, seeing who's in net. I hope it's Talbot, because Talbot has the one win when he stopped 42 shots en route to a shutout. But they have to play better as a unit defensively, which I think that they will. I think they're going to figure things out. I think it's a good hockey team. So we'll see what the lineup looks like tonight. Some guys weren't at the skate this morning. Some guys were back at the skate, so... curious to see how that plays out.
248-539-9797. Lions on the road at Minnesota. Are you making that trek? Because this is pretty amazing. The highest buy-in price in the NFL of any game this weekend played in the United States. Of course, there is one game being played in London. But also, if you're just joining us news today, Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, when asked about a Max Crosby possible trade, he said, it's just not happening. So he says he's out, and you might not believe him, but it doesn't sound like that's a deal that he is willing to make of any kind. Apparently he won't even take your phone call. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls here on Carson Anderson. Rick is next on 97.1. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, grandson and I are taking off for Minnesota this Saturday.
Nice.
Staying across the street from the Mall of Americas, and the rail system to the stadium is like second to none. The stadium's beautiful. Downtown's beautiful. We went a couple years ago and took it in, and it was just a good experience. That's the game that Dan Campbell probably should have punted instead of hitting the field goal. My grandson's a Minnesota Vikings fan, so we have a good time.
So are you guys, you said you're flying in or are you driving in?
No, we're flying in.
Okay, gotcha.
The rail system and
the rail system's great.
It's crazy. It's crazy good. Detroit or something like that.
Dude, it's really good. The mass transit in downtown. I didn't know it went all the way out because Mall America is pretty far out, right?
Yeah. I believe what happens is you take the blue line in to the stadium or Target Field, then you switch there.
Gotcha.
And go right to Bank One Stadium.
Yeah. No, I know there's a stop right there. There's also a stop right by the Gophers football stadium too. If you ever make that trip for a game, Michigan State.
That's in the future. And then I went to the Rose Bowl this year too. That was That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole
that's pretty good
line.
Road trip, but yeah.
I know that, but that was a road trip of all road trips there.
Well, I don't expect you'll be as many fans as you had in the Rose Bowl cheering for the same team you're cheering for this weekend. But we do.
No.
It's going to be interesting to see if Lions fans can take over this stadium.
Thing is, you know, I bought these tickets in May because, okay, J.J. McCarthy may play.
Yeah.
He's a Vikings fan. But man, our seats are like in a nosebleed. And I only paid like $203 total for both of them because I bought them in May.
Yeah, that's
now
good.
Now I'm seeing what they're going for. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is wild what this game has turned into. All right, Cater. I mentioned this earlier, and I actually want to have you and Kang. I want to give you 20 guesses, 20 questions to figure out who this guy is.
All right, hang on a second. I just want to get a blank sheet out so I can start writing some of this stuff down. Okay.
This guy was super hyped. Then he faded. Now he's back. I find myself rooting for him. Do you have a guess right off the bat, or do you want to ask some questions?
Okay, say this again. He was super hyped.
Then largely forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's back, and I'm rooting for him.
And you're rooting for him.
Mm-hmm.
The first thought would have been Sam Darnold, but I know that you're not rooting for Sam Darnold, so it's not Sam Darnold. And we've discussed Baker Mayfield before. You're not rooting for Baker Mayfield. Are you rooting for Matthew Stafford?
No. So you don't need any questions. You're not going to start
well,
with
no,
the guessing.
Well, no, you asked me, do I have a guess right off the
okay, all right,
okay.
Enough,
so,
right,
no, yeah. My first question is what sport?
It is football.
Ken, you want to alternate back and forth here?
Is it local?
No.
Okay. I always think my mind always goes to local guys, so I just want to erase that,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
Offensive or defensive player?
Offense. Kang, you're up.
Who's been in the spotlight lately? He said offense, football, national. So what we got so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, feel free to jump in whenever you want, Gator.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to go back and forth here. With whatever question you
is
may
it a
have.
Quarterback?
It is.
Oh, Gator, I think that perks up in Gator right there when
you
said
just,
that.
I got excited. I think I just.
You know? You have a good guess now?
Is it Russell Wilson?
It is not Russell Wilson.
It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Nor will it ever be.
What?
Wow. That was shots fired. Does he play chess?
I don't know if he plays chess. That's
but that's not
questions.
A question.
That's six. Sure.
AFC or NFC?
NFC, seven.
Okay. Who's he? Oh, Daniel Jones.
Incorrect.
Oh, thought I had it there.
I thought you had it, man.
Kirk Cousins?
Nine, incorrect.
You got to think like a high pick or something. Hype, he said. Came in with a lot of hype. A
lot of hype, okay.
A lot of hype.
Kyler Murray?
10, that is incorrect.
Huh. A lot of hype. Went away, now he's kind of rooting for him.
The words are, the guy was super hyped.
Super hyped.
Then largely forgotten. Now he's back, and for some reason I'm rooting for him.
He was super hyped. Okay, so.
I'm looking down. It's apparently tough.
Spencer Rattler?
It is Spencer Rattler. Well done. I mean, you kind of were going to narrow it down to NFC quarterbacks. I mean, but you did a good job asking questions to get it down to that.
That's how you do it. That's how you debate.
I find myself rooting for Spencer Rattler. And I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't heard of him or anything about him in so long. And now he's getting his chance in New Orleans because Derek Carr's hurt. And I'm like, good for you. You know, he didn't have a great game last week, but he had a decent game last week.
I hear you. I mean, I don't have anything against Spencer Rattler at all. You know, I remember watching him play in the one of the high school All-American games on TV. And I'm like, oh, this guy. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. And then he transferred to like six schools in 4 years or whatever it was. But I never had any ill will towards him until Sunday when I had placed a bet against him.
That'll do it.
And it worked. But he's an interesting one. He gets his opportunity because of the injury to Derek Carr. And he's thrust into the spotlight. Another one of these rookie quarterbacks this year.
It's one of those deals where I may be wrong on this, but I feel like I haven't heard him say a thing.
No.
Like, I feel like Spencer Rattler, I'm gonna draw a conclusion that's completely ridiculous. I feel like Spencer Rattler might have been humbled because he was on the TV show QB1 on Netflix, five-star quarterback, and, you know, goes to Oklahoma, transfers to South Carolina, always hyped. And then where did he go in the draft? He was a fifth-round pick when it was turned out and largely forgotten. Now he's back, and I'm like, okay, I can get on board with this. And he might do something that immediately goes, no, I still don't like him. But as of right now, I'm kind of rooting for him.
I was going to ask, why are you rooting for him? Because he went away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you didn't hear from him?
Because I haven't heard anything from him he went in, if I recall correctly, he came into Oklahoma talking big. Then he was talking big.
He was one of the top recruits in the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was talking big at South Carolina. And then South Carolina, it was just not a great, there weren't great results. And so he turns into a fifth round pick. I didn't hear anything about him. And now he's getting his chance. And I just kind of wonder if he's grown up a little bit. Again, I'm drawing a conclusion that's probably, I'm probably reading too much into it.
All right. Who's the coach of the of USC? Used to be at Oklahoma. I was
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
It's not Lane Kiffin. It's Lincoln Riley.
Thank you. Was Lincoln Riley the one who recruited him to Oklahoma, or was he already at USC at that point?
I think Lincoln Riley recruited him.
And then bolted and left him, that's why.
Yes. Now, it was Rattler's first year. Was that when Jalen Hurts came over?
Could have been. So he was, Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma, he was there in 2021, went to USC in 2022.
Okay. So that, yes, Lincoln Riley recruited Spencer Rattler to Oklahoma. And then Caleb Williams showed up and basically won the job, and he left and went to South Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So anyway.
And then Riley decided to leave and go to USC.
Yep. And I'm not saying I think it's going to work. I'm just saying it's kind of quiet. And
you're rooting for the guy.
I think I'm rooting
for the guy. It's okay.
Yep.
We all have the guy we're rooting for.
Yep.
You know, that's your guy.
Yep.
I think we know who my guy is, and Kang's still rooting for his guy.
Well, see, didn't the same thing kind of happen with you with Baker? Because you hated Baker.
Yeah, I didn't. I liked Baker in college.
There, here we go. And then
he got overhyped and did nothing in Cleveland and didn't really like it. And then was reading some stuff about him off the field that I didn't really like. And then I was rooting against him. He got humbled.
Yep.
And then he has built himself back up. But he's been hit or miss this year, too.
Yep.
Like he's had really good games, and the game's like, what? What is that?
Yep.
So, I mean, my relationship with Baker Mayfield is rocky.
I think you're rooting for the story, Gator, more than Baker almost. Like the redemption.
I do like redemption stories.
Yeah.
And I'm not really rooting for him for the story. I'll be honest with you there. Not with him. There are some redemption stories I root for. His is not one of them. Like I feel like my goodwill towards him is already gone.
It's funny because my redemption story I'm also not rooting for, and that's Darnold.
No, I'm not rooting for that one.
I respect what's going on. It would be a lot cooler if it was going on with the Titans.
The redemption story I'm looking for is Justin Fields.
Now that would be awesome.
But he may not even start this week. I mean, they're talking about splitting all the reps with Russell Wilson this week. Russell Wilson could be the other redemption story, but it's clear you don't care about that redemption story.
No.
And I may not either. King, do you care about the Russell Wilson redemption story?
I don't know how I feel about Russell Wilson. There's times where I felt like, man, he definitely got a raw deal with Sean Payton. But then other times, I'm like, why don't his teammates like him? You know, or something weird going on. There is he fake? Is he being too corny? What is it with him?
Because statistically, he was good last year.
Yeah.
Statistically,
like yeah.
But
when you looked at just the numbers, yeah, I'm like, all right, that's not bad. But yeah, I think Russell's
he posse up or whatever the hell he said after every
posse up.
What did he say in Denver?
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Posse up.
If he would have went with posse up, I think that would have worked.
I might have liked that. Isn't that old Sir Mix-a-Lot? Posse's
yes.
on Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah. Me and Kid Sensation, home away from home. Black pencil limo with the cellular phone.
Well, maybe if he gets traded to New York, he'll say that.
Yeah. All right. 248-539-9797.
You never cease to amaze me.
I mean, Posse on Broadway. Everybody loves Baby's Got Back. Posse on Broadway is by far the better Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
I agree, Doug, 100%. Very underrated.
By far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.